Today's performing careers for classical music artists are often born in competition, as pianist Joyce Yangs was with her silver medal finish at the 2005 Van Cliburn International Piano Competition when she was 19 years old. For her, it's a life of constant travel, performing ensembles around the world, learning to craft performances with an ever-changing cast of musicians. Along the way, there are opportunities to inspire and instruct aspiring musicians through master classes. Joyce is in Hawaii to both perform and teach. She's with us in our studio. And thanks very much for coming in.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Your career took off when you were 19 years old and did in a way that perhaps you did not expect. Is that right?
Right. When I entered the Van Cliburn Piano Competition in 2005, never thought I'd walk away with the silver, which gets you about 4 years of constant traveling.
Uh-huh.
And as a youngest contestant, I didn't think that was going to be the one that propels me out into the world. And to my utter surprise, I ended up as one of the last standing contestants. And the amount of exposure it gives you, it's just shocking.
What went through your head when it hit you that this was going to change your life?
I think the most shocking moment was going into the office right after the medal has been put around my neck, and they showed me my schedule for the next 3 years. And
really?
It was like, well, you're going to do 60 to 80 concerts a year, and all these people have signed up to hear the silver medalist, which until 5 minutes before that had nothing to do with me.
It's just that quickly? I mean, there were all these gigs lined up before they knew who the silver medalist was going to be.
Exactly. So when I get to, especially the first year right out of the competition, you go and you go to perform and you open the program book and there's nothing in it about me. It just says, you'll hear the silver medalist.
Oh, so you got this, it's all laid out for you in advance.
So you suddenly have to fulfill the role of the silver medalist. And until that point, I thought I was doing pretty well as a freshman in college. Everyone seemed to be encouraging me, telling me I'm doing a good job.
Yeah.
And suddenly you get compared to the greatest pianists living today. And
then
they want to know what your philosophy is and what you want to say through music. And at age 19, you're just in for the ride and you don't know what you stand for. So it's a very mind-boggling time.
Well, I'm wondering if your success at the competition maybe had something to do with the fact that you weren't in it to win it. You're thinking that you were, had high expectations for yourself. Did that help you relax in a way?
I think I was pretty relaxed until I went into the competition, and unfortunately I made the mistake of hearing about 30 contestants before I played my first note, and I remember thinking, oh my gosh, I'm the worst one here.
They were all great, right?
They were just all stunning in different ways.
Uh-huh.
And I was performing things maybe for the first time, the first round that I had to present. These were new pieces, and I hadn't really nailed down everything I wanted to say. So, but I remember my teacher going, these people are here to win, but you're here to perform. Play like you're in your big living room, that's how you play anyway.
Yeah.
So make sure, you really make music and just have a good time. And I think that changed many things, but there was one point where I thought I made the most terrible mistake in the left hand, and I remember thinking, gosh, how embarrassing. I'm the one contestant that made this terrible little flaw,
uh-huh.
And I knew at that point I'm not going to move on to the next round. So from that point on, which was about 20 minutes into my recital, I started to really have a good time.
Might as well.
might as well. And I think that might have really made me stand out, because I was just literally not playing to win. I was like, I'm just going to give it all I've got and really make music. And from that point on, I was not nervous. So I really had fun toward the end, I remember.
There's so many performers that could benefit from that state of mind and from that advice, and you reach proficiency in a practice room in a school, and then all of a sudden you're put into an environment that really can interfere with your proficiency because your muscles tense up and your heartbeat increases and there's all these people sitting there, and none of that is conducive toward giving your best sitting at the piano, right?
Absolutely. It's a totally different feeling, especially when there is a moving camera that is internet televising, really? And God knows how many people are listening and watching. And what's even more nerve-wracking is this is even worse than, you know, a huge concert hall filled with people, because aside from the audience, in the first tier, you see the bright lights that the judges have over their, you know, they have a spotlight so they can follow along the score.
They're reading the score.
So you know that this is really like, you know, like an audition after all. So it's very hard to relax.
So when you make that horrible mistake, they're all looking at the score that tells what you should have played.
Oh, absolutely. And I think it was a piece by Liszt, so they would have known it anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, well, of all people, right?
Yeah.
You know, sort of about as demanding for a pianist as any composer.
Yeah. Yeah. And I know I got really nervous because that's the only time I walked on stage. And I had played, you know, many concerts leading up to that point, but that was the only concert where my legs went numb. I could not feel my feet. So, yes, I was nervous, but somehow I came off pretty playful. They saw me as the young soul that was there to have a good time.
Well, which you were, you know. And Joyce, I hope your Hawaii performances don't hold as many terrors for you.
I am really greatly looking forward to it. The chamber music process, it's an interesting one. It really awakens a part of you that really need to connect with other musicians, and to be able to create something together is a great joy.
It's great to have you here. Thanks so much for coming to the studio.
Thanks.
Pianist Joyce Yang will perform a program of compositions by Russian masters with the Tresemble at the Honolulu Museum of Art's Doris Duke Theater on Monday, January 22nd, and a private dinner concert with the Galliard String Quartet the evening before. Both are presentations of Chamber Music Hawaii, and you can learn more about them on the Conversations Facebook page.